Wherever you live in West Texas, whether in Lubbock or in Abilene or at our home here in Wichita Falls, we thank you today for tuning us in and listening to the program. We are about the culture in America, not simply about politics. Politics I take to be simply an outworking of the culture, and culture has a religious base. Welcome to the program. I've been talking for some time about doing an expose on the deep state. So many people are asking questions today about the deep state, and even as we're recording this is Thursday the 18th, which is just a couple of days before we're going to go to air. Right now, while we're recording this, Sean Hannity is just telling a little bit about the deep state, and there supposedly is some very damning and explosive evidence and materials that the House committee chaired by David Nunes is exposing and showing, and every single Democrat has voted not to let it go public. See, this is what we are talking about, not to let it go public, while every Republican, of course, has voted to allow it to go public, and it is so important. As a matter of fact, it is so earth-shattering that supposedly it will cause people to think differently about the way a republic works or has been working, and cause them to think differently about our government. So we're going to talk about the deep state, and I've been thinking about this for some time, and I do want us to think about some general principles. And in the coming weeks, I do want us to do some more exposés pertaining to what is exactly the deep state. So let's just jump into the issue here. What exactly is the deep state? You've heard about it. You've heard people talk about it. You've heard it on television. You've heard it on Fox News. You've heard even President Trump talk about it. What exactly is the deep state? Does it exist in reality? How does it operate? What are its goals? What are they after? And most particularly, what can be done about it? What can you do about it? How does it affect Texans? How does it affect a republic? Well, in a nutshell, the deep state, is a state within a state. It is a shadow government that manipulates and shapes the policies of the visible government without regard to the best interest of the country, without regard to the United States Constitution, without regard to the laws enacted by Congress and the public policies of the president, who heads the executive branch. I do want to say this, that as we open up this program about the deep state, that much of the material here is found in the latest New American magazine. Alex Newman is one of the greatest, I think, sharpest reporters and investigative journalist that there is today in America. We've had him on the program several times, and he has authored several of the articles that we're going to look at. Of course, much of the material also, other materials that we have brought in from other sources, but in a nutshell, much of it can be found in the latest New American magazine. I hope you get it, because he has done a fabulous job. He's authored most of the articles in this particular issue and showing us exactly some of the roots of the deep state. So, since it is, in a nutshell, the deep state, a shadow government that manipulates and moves and shapes the policies of the visible government against the Constitution, it also is in favor of a one-world government. And they, of course, say frequently, one-world governance. But that explains immediately to you why they hate, that is, the deep state and those operatives in it, hate the America First agenda of Donald J. Trump. It is anathema to them. But we're going to look at what creatures lie beneath the surface. Let's think about for just a moment some of the polls that have come out recently. This is, to me, of intense interest. ABC poll connected with Washington Post from April of 2017. It shows that about one half of Americans now believe that there is indeed a deep state operating from the shadows to manipulate government policy. A third of the respondents say that it's just a theory. Well, 1 in 6 do not know, but 1/2 believe of Americans believe that there is now a deep state. Thanks to Donald Trump for bringing to light that which is occurring. And some of it, of course, not his intention, but simply the way things are beginning to work and the way they look. For example, just right off the cuff here, I don't know if you all have seen the latest medical examination that was given in a press conference by a respected doctor just the other day who examined Donald Trump. And to listen to the questions and how the reporters from one major news organization after the other from the mainstream media continue to press regarding Trump's mental state, whether Trump should be tweeting, and on and on and on it goes. I have never in my entire life heard anything so startling as that. And it is startlingly stupid for the deep state or the mainstream media at this point, who I take to be mouthpieces of the deep state, to be behaving in that childlike fashion as they did. No one has ever seen anything like that. No one has ever seen anything like that with any president, especially Barack Obama, because the kind of questions that he was receiving was, well, what is it like to sleep in the rooms of the White House? And what kind of food do you eat in the White House? That's the kind of questions he received from the mainstream media. Well, however, what we want to talk about on this program is not only the deep state, but also the deep state behind the deep state. And I will save some of that for a future program. It is also interesting to note that the youth are more likely to believe in a deep state. I teach school and I hear young people, high school students, talking all the time about what they believe pertaining to conspiracy theories and that which is behind the scenes. And they go so far as to say, well, no one ever walked on the moon, and that was all simply a Hollywood setup, or the black helicopter theories, and on they may go. All of that, of course, is uninformed nonsense, but that shows that they are perhaps an age bracket that is more likely to believe that there is some kind of shadow government behind the scenes. Now, I want you to listen to this statement talking about the existence of a deep state. This comes from David Rockefeller. Who's David Rockefeller? Well, he's tied, of course, into the Rockefeller family. And the Rockefellers have been in charge of, or one of the kingpins of, the deep state for a long, long time. That is from the time reaching all the way back to John D. Rockefeller, reaching back to the time of the Morgan Banking Trust, reaching back into the time of all of those Henry Fords and all those major money players, the J.P. Morgans, all of those people at the time of Woodrow Wilson. So David Rockefeller has been, of course, hardwired into it. Now, David Rockefeller came out with his own autobiography. I guess it was maybe it was a year ago, 2 years ago at this point. And I want to read a statement from him. If you think all of this is implausible regarding secret societies and semi-secret organizations and the money men who make it possible, I want you to hear what he has to say. Here's a quote from his book. Some even believe that we are a part of a secret cabal working against the best interest of the United States, characterizing my family and me as internationalists, and of conspiring with others around the world to build a more integrated global political and economic structure, a one world, if you will. Now, that's what he wrote. That's a direct quote from his book. He, of course, is the ultimate deep state insider. Now, here's how he concludes that paragraph. Listen carefully. If that's the charge, I stand guilty and am proud of it. Now, let that sink in for just a moment. Think about the words that he used, a secret cabal. That's a secret society operating behind the scenes against, he said, the best interest of the United States. He says that me and my family have been characterized as internationalists that are conspiring with others around the globe to build a global world government. He said all of these things is what we are accused of, but I am indeed guilty of these things. Now, here's my question. Why is it that the mainstream media and even many people in the conservative media do not just pick up his book and look at it? Because here is the ultimate insider. And he's making this grand confession that this is exactly what is going on behind the scenes in the United States of America and around the globe. He names a world government. You know, I would say world government several years ago, and people would say to me, "Oh, you believe in conspiracy theories, and oh, what in the world are you talking?" Boy, you know what, now the gloves are off. The David Rockefellers, and he's not the only one. We'll talk about this as we go through this program. David Rockefeller now says, yes, that's exactly what's going on here. And I'm guilty of it, and I'm proud of it, so he says. Here's another man that has also hinted at it. That man is Newt Gingrich. He was on Fox News before the election of Donald Trump. And he was commenting on why Trump had the establishment in a panic. And here's his quotation. He said, because Trump is an outsider. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. He hasn't been through the initiation rites. He did not belong to the secret society. End of quote. Indeed, there is a deep state. And there is a deep state within the deep state. And they are controlling and pulling the strings of our government. And that is explanatory of why we are seeing major chaos right now in our government all the time, 24/7 in the news cycle. George Washington, America's first president, read a book called The Proofs of a Conspiracy Against All the Religions and Governments of Europe, carried on in the secret meetings of Freemasons, Illuminati, and reading societies. He recognized the threat posed to young America and our liberties by what he called the Illuminati, the historical secret society founded in Bavaria in 1776, and it was aimed to overthrow governments of the world, and they were in charge of, or at least help inspire, the French Revolution. George Washington himself warned about such things as we're talking about. And so the deep state does exist. We'll talk more about it in just a few moments and how indeed, and we'll show evidence of it. You're going to be shocked when you hear some of this evidence, and we'll get to that after this break. Welcome back. This is a special edition of American Liberty with Bill Lockwood. We're talking about the deep state and exposing its roots, and we continue to do it on this particular segment, and I also plan to continue to do some segments on it in the future. This is an important topic, and a lot of people, for the first time in American history, asking the question, what is the deep state? Does it exist? And we talked about it in the first block, that one half of Americans, according to an ABC Washington Post poll, believe that there is a deep state in existence. So let me start here regarding the deep state bureaucracy that is against Trump, against America, and against the Constitution. I want you to think about the bureaucracy in which Donald Trump has to operate here. Donald Trump is the CEO of this country, chief executive officer of over 3 million civil federal employees. 3 million. Now think about that. Plus 2 million military employees. Those are employees of which Donald Trump is the commander-in-chief. And there are also 20 million state and local government employees. Now, that is a huge bureaucracy, and it has grown exponentially in the last 50 years against, by the way, our founding fathers' advice. They wanted the federal government to remain small and controllable, but we did not pay attention to any of that. And consequently, we have a gigantic bureaucracy. Donald Trump is the CEO of it, but the question is, does Donald Trump control this bureaucracy? The answer is absolutely not. He is not controlling it at all, and we are seeing how that is occurring right now, beginning to unfold. So let's think about a couple of statements here. This is from Richard Higgins. Rich Higgins served as the United States National Security Council Director for Strategic Planning in the Trump administration. And he writes a lengthy treatise regarding the deep state. And he refers to it a multiple number of times. And in his document, he makes the following statements. We're going to get to him. We'll look at Sebastian Gorka in just a moment as well. And then we're going to look at some of the proof of it. We're just right now laying it out, the case for you. This is from Rich Higgins in his book. He said, "The successful outcome of cultural Marxism is a bureaucratic state beholden to no one, certainly not the American people." Now, let me stop here for a moment. I ask people this question: has the direction of our government changed in the last 50 years, as far as you're able to tell, generally speaking? Now, we did have a glitch going in a different direction with Ronald Reagan, thankfully, and I'm thankful to God for him. But generally speaking, we have not left the pathway of larger government, more socialistic policies, more world government tendencies coming beneath the aegis of the United Nations. We haven't left that pathway in my lifetime, nor in your lifetime. It has not changed. Why? Well, this is the explanation. This is from Rich Higgins. He said, "It's beholden, we have a deep state that is beholden to no one, not the American people either." Continuing, he says, "With no rule of law considerations outside those that further deep state power, the deep state truly becomes, as Hegel advocated, God bestriding the earth." Now, in his memo, he talks about the deep state a number of times, the cultural Marxist programs of action that continue with relentless expansion all across America like gigantic tentacles. And Rich Higgins paid the price for it. Rich Higgins was reportedly removed from his post by the deep state. And he, of course, having worked behind the scenes for a long time, exposed it in his material. You look him up, Rich Higgins. He also made the statement, this is still continuing with Rich Higgins for a moment. He says, describing the force of this, it's like a Maoist-style insurgency being waged against Donald Trump's administration. And here's his comment. "For this cabal, Trump must be destroyed." That is, from this inside the deep state, they must destroy Trump. "Far from politics as usual, this is a political warfare effort that seeks the destruction of a sitting president. Since Trump took office, the situation has intensified to crisis-level proportions. For those engaged in the effort," writes Higgins, "especially those from within the deep state or permanent government apparatus, this raises clear Title 18 that would be legal concerns." But Higgins paid the price himself. He lost his position by the deep state bigwigs and the federal Leviathan. Let's turn attention to former Trump advisor Sebastian Gorka. You've seen him on television. You've seen him on Fox News. He's a great, brilliant strategist. And he has pointed out some things regarding the permanent state. Sebastian Gorka has talked about the permanent governing class that is composed of unaccountable federal bureaucrats burrowed in the bowels of the bureaucracy. The establishment and the establishment press acknowledges the existence of the deep state. Now, we need to be alarmed at it because we're not able to control it. The government, as designed by our founders, was to be controlled by the American people and the populace, a well-informed populace. But we're no longer able to control it, apparently. Now, how about some proof of it? Let's just stop here for a moment and talk about that. I have in front of me a couple of charts, one pie chart and another bar graph chart. And it involves donations. This is called donations by federal workers to the Trump and Clinton presidential campaigns. This pie chart, I wish you could see it because the visual is everything. The pie chart, $1.852 million. These are by federal workers to the Clinton presidential campaign. And it's almost the entire pie, but one small slice, totaling $106,000 for Donald Trump. Now get the figures here. $1.852 million. $1,852,881 from federal workers to the Clinton campaign, whereas federal workers to the Trump campaign, only $106,586. Now, that ought to tell you something. We are lopsided. It's like looking at Hollywood. No one denies that Hollywood is completely in the tank for any Marxist like Obama that stands up and says, I'm running for anything. Well, look at this, or you can hear it. I'll read it to you. You can't look at it, obviously, but it's the bar graph chart. I want you to hear this. These figures are absolutely astounding, and it should, for anybody who does not have a blinder on, provide adequate proof that we have a deep state operating in our government, or operating, moving our government, period. This is the percentage of donations from federal employees going to the Clinton campaign, and this is broken down by agency. So we have, for example, the Agricultural Department, the Commerce Department, the Defense, Education, Energy, HHS, DHS, HUD, IRS, Labor, Justice, State, Treasury, and Veterans Administration. So the percentage of donations from the federal employees in these different departments, and these figures are absolutely going to blow your socks right off. From the Department of Agriculture, do you know how much percentage of those federal employees donated to the Clinton campaign? 99.4% in the Department of Agriculture. Now, they don't represent the farmers of America, because the farmers of America are middle America, and that is flyover country to the Clinton campaign or the Clinton people and the deep state individuals. But the Department of Agriculture, those are the ones who are heading it up in Washington, D.C., 99.4%. How about the Department of Commerce? It's not even any better. 98.2% of all donations by employees in that department gave to the Clinton campaign. The best department is the Department of Defense, but that was only 84% giving to Clinton. Ladies and gentlemen, that means the Department of Agriculture, the employees of that department, only 0.6% would give if they gave to the Trump campaign, to another campaign. The Department of Commerce, 0.8%. These are such lopsided figures, I don't know how anyone can argue with it at all. The Department of Defense, 84% gave to the Clinton campaign. 84%. That leaves 16% giving to the Trump campaign or other campaigns. Now, let me just stop here for a moment. Have you heard recently from the Department of Defense? They said, we're not going to change our policy on transgenders in the military. What? What do you mean we're not going to change policies? We have a different CEO in town, a different commander-in-chief. This is an example of what I'm talking about, the deep state. They're going to move ahead on their own, regardless of, or in spite of, or despite the Commander-in-Chief himself. How about the Department of Education? 99.7% of all donations from the employees in that department gave to the Clinton campaign. The Department of Energy, 95%. The HHS, 96%. The DHS, Department of Homeland Security, 90%. HUD, Housing and Urban Development, 96%. You've heard on the radio, one of the great American heroes we've had on the program frequently, Tom DeWeese, talking about how Americans, including himself, cannot hardly get to Ben Carson, who's the head of HUD now, because all of the people that are still there in the offices and controlling the material flow to the head are Obama appointees. They can't even get to the man. And the programs, such as the Affordable Fair Housing Act, continuing to roll on in spite of Ben Carson and in spite of Donald Trump. How about the IRS? You wonder why they targeted Tea Party conservatives? 94% of the employees gave to the Clinton campaign. How about the Department of Labor? 99.4%. Department of Justice, 97%. 97% in the Department of Justice. Well, we have a lot of things to say regarding that in the coming weeks. The Department of State, this is the bad one, 99%. The Department of Treasury, or the Treasury Department, 95%, and the Veterans Administration, 88%. Now, that doesn't represent the veterans, as you know, in America, who are true-blooded patriots and are supportive of Donald Trump. But those who head these departments, all individuals unaccountable to the electorate, and they are controlling the policies of our government. Now, that should be proof enough. 99% of all donations from government employees going to Hillary Clinton. Isn't that amazing? John Bolton was recently on television, and he made this shocking statement. And I want you to hear. I'm going to summarize it real quickly for you. He said the State Department is still pursuing Obama policies despite the election. You get that? The State Department still pursuing Obama-era policies despite the election, such as, what is one of them? And he named this one, promoting the LGBT agenda at United States missions around the world. Is it a Trump administration policy or agenda? No, absolutely not. Remember, long before, and we had it right here on this program, to my knowledge, the only place that I have ever heard it, but we put it out here on this on the program right here. To my knowledge, the only time that it was published out loud on the radio was right here. And that is that long before Obama supposedly came out of the closet and said that he was for homosexual marriage, he had already tied foreign aid to countries, giving that money to foreign countries, to his LGBT agenda, and demanded that if those countries want to receive money from the United States, they must fall in line with the LGBT community and LGBT policies. Now, that was Obama. And now we have John Bolton, former ambassador to the United Nations, saying out loud that the State Department is still pursuing the Obama-era policies around the world. Now, that is absolutely incredible. It is astounding, and it is frightening in the extreme. Now, we're going to talk about more of it in just a moment. We'll talk about, will Donald Trump be able to drain the swamp and some of the dangers? And then we want to talk about the intelligence community a lot more coming your way after this. We've been talking about the deep state. Welcome back to the program. I want to get into the intelligence community, which really is part of the deep state and heart of the deep state. But before we do, I feel like I need to get this in. Just a illustrative of what what we're talking about and the problems that are involved with it. Our Secretary of State is Rex Tillerson. He has 23 Assistant Secretary of State positions, or there are 23 Assistant Secretary of State positions in the government. Of those, do you know how many have been filled by Donald Trump? Only three. Three. And two of them have been filled by officials from the former Obama administration. Now, that's illustrative of some of the difficulties that we see in it. I have here in front of me quotes from Joe Biden, Hillary Clinton, in which they're talking to people within the deep state all the time, they say. And they're encouraging them to stay in place. We've got to turn this thing around. But I do want to get to this statement from a man by the name of Harvey Silverglate. Harvey Silverglate. And he writes a book called Three Felonies a Day. How the Feds Target the Innocent. And he's an attorney. He's an American who had, who's researched heavily into the deep state and the problems that we have in the government and the bureaucracies that are controlling the government. And he tells us very plainly that all Americans have violated the law because the lawmakers are not making the laws. That is, those elected representatives are not making the laws. Most of the laws are being written by these bureaucrats that are unelected and unaccountable to the American people. Here's another man, John Barker. He's a prominent law professor, emeritus status. And he writes also, similarly, he says, no American over 18 exists who could not be charged with the crime. So voluminous, so mountainous, are the laws being written by bureaucrats that he tells us, as so also does Silverglate, that absolutely no American can be unscathed. Every single American could be charged with the crime. And what we're seeing is when Mike Flynn, remember who was appointed as Trump's first national security advisor in the vicious takedown of Michael Flynn, General Flynn, that was because of the deep state. So also with the great American hero, Dinesh D'Souza, who writes books exposing Obama, put in prison. This is how the deep state is operating. They absolutely and literally can get any particular person. As a matter of fact, before Congress, before leaving this point, I've got to get this in also. People ask, how many laws are you talking about? You know what? Even the government tells us, or government operatives tell us, they cannot even keep up with the federal regulations. No one knows the number. This was a testimony that was before the Congress, Congressional Research Service, and they were asking some of the bureaucrats how many laws and regulations are there in statutes on the books. And here was the answer from one of the federal employees. The manpower and resources to accomplish this task we lack. We don't have the ability to count the number of laws and regulations that we are deluging Americans with. That's basically the answer. That's absolutely incredible. Let's talk about the intelligence community. The intelligence community is really at the heart of the deep state, or part of it, I should say. And I have in front of me a quotation from Mike Lofgren. Mike Lofgren is a congressional staffer, top secret security clearance for almost three decades, specializes in national security. And he talks about the deep state is a state within the state. He wrote that in 2014. He says the deep state does not consist of the entire government. It is a hybrid of national security and law enforcement agencies. He wrote a book in 2016 called The Deep State, The Fall of the Constitution and Rise of the Shadow Government. And Lofgren tells us that this deep state is powerful and it is reality. Think about this. NSA analyst John Schindler. John Schindler. Now, we're right now, the news is continuing to break regarding the intelligence community. Here is NSA, National Security Agency, analyst John Schindler on social media. Now, this was going back. Let's talk about some of the leaks. There's been, by the way, there's been about one leak per day coming out of the intelligence community. And Donald Trump is supposedly the CEO of this. This shows us the main problem we have in the intelligence community. They're simply trying to sabotage the president. But here came one of the shocking responses from the deep state, and this is John Schindler. He said on social media, "In the intelligence community is going to war at new levels. I just got an email from a senior intelligence community friend," it began, and he said, "he, Trump, will die in jail." Now, just stop for a moment. Who could threaten the elected president of the United States with death in jail and get away with it? But this is the kind of stuff that we're talking about. Here's another one. This is from Chuck Schumer himself. Chuck Schumer, the Democrat from New York, on a television show. And he gives you really the insight into how this swamp really works. He said, "Let me tell you," this is a direct quote, "let me tell you, you take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back to you, or back at you. So even for practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman," he's speaking about Trump, "he's dumb to do this." He's talking about the fact that the intelligence community is going to get Trump. That is absolutely astoundingly incredible, that the very intelligence agency, or some of the intelligence agencies, and there are a number of them, by the way, 16 known individual bureaucracies, that these are operating so independently of the CEO of our nation that their goal, or that at least the leaders of these agencies, their goal is to bring down the president. Absolutely incredible. Now, we're coming back in just a few moments. We only have about 5 minutes left on the program. I do want to talk about dirty dealings of the deep state, dirty dealings of the intelligence community, and it is something that ought to make everyone scared. Back in a moment. We just have about 5 minutes left on the program, and I do want to get into some dirty dealings in which the intelligence community has been involved, and for a number of years has been involved. The Fourth Amendment, which tells us, of course, that the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. That Fourth Amendment has been trashed completely. We have no longer a Fourth Amendment at all. Supposedly, the intelligence apparatus is watching us for our own good. But the question is, who is watching the watchers? The intelligence community, after all, operates in secrecy without even Congress knowing frequently what is going on in the intelligence community, let alone the public at large. We don't know what's happening. It's hard to say. Matter of fact, right now as we're speaking, as we've been talking, we've been giving you the breaking news regarding David Nunes' intelligence committee that has shown some horrific anti-constitutional things that are going on in this deep state intelligence community. And I do want to say that the vast majority of those involved in the intelligence community, because there are 16 known individual bureaucracies, including the CIA, FBI, NSA, Defense Intelligence Agency, and so forth, and every department has their own intelligence apparatus attached to them, Homeland Security, and so forth. All of these people are good people. However, just as we looked at those who are in charge of the different departments, such as the Department of Agriculture, their total allegiance is to a socialistic Marxist government, world government. That's their allegiance. And so even though the farmers in America might be under the aegis of the Department of Agriculture, the leadership at the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. is totally against middle America. And this is exactly the same way regarding the intelligence community, the people who are in charge of it, are absolutely anti-American. And I want to give you some statistics on this and some facts on it. Number one, I remember, you remember, back when Osama bin Laden, before he was America's enemy, do you know who supported him and funded him and literally armed his people? Yes, that's right. The CIA, the intelligence community in America, because that was our policy at that particular time. How about this? In Obama's period in 2012, the government, via the intelligence community, the CIA, the DIA, actually, Defense Intelligence Agency, funneled millions of dollars in support to Al-Qaeda in Syria. This has been admitted in a recent DIA statement, an explosive report that has come out not long ago, in which it confesses that the DIA supported Al-Qaeda, and they were supporting an Al-Qaeda government in Syria. That is in eastern Syria. This is absolutely astoundingly incredible. The point is, we have lost control of the government. We're not controlling this at all, the American people. I don't even believe that many of the Democrats that I know would be in favor of this kind of thing. How about overthrowing governments? We have had exactly the same thing. The CIA has been involved in operations in Iran, Guatemala, Congo, Dominican Republic. The Foreign Policy magazine put the number at 7. These are not military operations. They are simply operations that are covert operations in which we have toppled governments. And I've told the radio audience here that I'm going to get on here and talk about Iran sometime. I haven't been able to find the time to do it, but we have the facts. And Iran was absolutely sabotaged, the Shah of Iran, by America during the Carter administration. But whether it be working with criminals and the Operation Fast and Furious with Obama, mass surveillance, media manipulation, drug trafficking, mind control, all of this is going on with our intelligence community. Dirty dealings. So that is a part of, if not really at the heart of, the deep state. Now, in the coming weeks, I'm going to give a lot more exposés, block by block, of deep state operations. And I hope that you tune us in every single week for this material.